Good morning. Last time we were together, we were talking about the development of long-suffering or patience. Now, you, of course, remember that patience is one of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 tell us that. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace," here it is, "long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law." In other words, there's no limit to the amount of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit that we should show. So the fruit of the Spirit is seen in 9 different aspects. Love, joy, and peace, that relates to God. Long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, that relates to others. And faith, meekness, and temperance, that relates to yourself. Now, the fruit of the Spirit living in you is God's love. The 9 qualities mentioned in these 2 verses are simply descriptions of His love. For if He lives in you and His love is present, then these 8 qualities will be evident. See, the fruit of the Spirit doesn't just automatically come as a result of you making a profession of faith. It comes as a result of a regular yielding of the branch to the vine. And that's John 15, of course. See, love is the first characteristic that's mentioned. Then comes joy. That means to be filled with His love all the time. That is peace. That's responding to His love in His leadings. We have peace because we're following the way He leads. Then long-suffering or patience, that's responding to His love in His hinderings, when He shuts the door, when He says no, when He says wait. And then comes gentleness or kindness. That's sharing His love in relationships to others. And then comes goodness. That's developing His love in your character. Then there's faith. That's sensing His love and control over all of your life's events. Regardless of what you're going through, you have faith that God is accomplishing His plan and His purpose in your life, in all the circumstances of your life. And then comes meekness. That's allowing His love to be seen in your attitude of humility versus an attitude of pride. Then lastly is temperance. That's allowing His love to be seen in the Spirit's control of you. And so instead of temper, it's temperance. Now, let's just think of the one aspect of His love that we've been talking about, and that is patience or long-suffering. We see, first of all, that our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, who is to be our example, we are to follow in His steps. We notice that Christ demonstrated it first in the virgin birth. You see, God didn't set aside the normal time of gestation for the development of the body of the little baby Jesus. The Son of God, the Creator of the universe, was confined in the body of a normal virgin lady for 9 whole months. Just stop and think about that. God Himself confined to a womb, to a developing body, for 9 months. You see, God could have brought about her pregnancy in just one day instead of the regular 9 months, but He didn't choose to do so. Just imagine the Creator of the universe limited for 9 months with nothing to do but grow a body. You see, the same Christ who lives within us and develops patience in us demonstrated it in His own life story in human form. So if there was a time in His life that all He could do was just develop a body, then that's what He did. And the example for us is the same. There are times that all we can do is just wait. All we can do is just let the development of Christ and Christian character develop in our lives. Maybe we aren't accomplishing anything of major importance. That's okay. Because when God is not doing something for you, then He is doing something in you, that He might do something great through you. And so we see that the Lord set the example of patience in the development of his human body. Secondly, Christ demonstrated patience before his earthly ministry. How old was the Lord Jesus when he began the ministry that he came to perform? 30. See, Christ waited and worked for 30 years just doing carpenter work, just insignificance, no ministry at all for 30 years. Isn't that amazing? Notice the patience that we see in just the waiting. And again, you can see the patience of Christ in that illustration. So if that's true in the life of God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, then should it bother us to wait patiently before God's timing is seen in his ministry for us? You see, God isn't in a hurry. Oh, we're in a hurry. We love to run. We love to do. We love to exhibit our leadership. And God says, no. Let's wait. Let's wait. You see, thirdly, the development of patience is the aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, what isn't patience? Let's talk about that for a moment. First of all, it's not just resigning to not being able to do what you had planned to do with your life. Maybe sit on the shelf from now on. That's not it at all. It's not frustration. It's not filling the ears of everybody around you with all the bitterness over the death of your vision. You had experienced a vision of what God wanted you to be, and you'd set some plans, and you wanted to serve the Lord in certain ways, and when that didn't happen, then you just kind of have a frustration, and everybody that's around you hears your frustration. That's not the patience that God is trying to develop in your life. You see, so many times, God wants us to wait for him and his plan and the way that he wants to work things out. I'm reminded of Moses. He grew up, of course, as a privileged young man in the house of Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh's daughter pulled him out of the river, and of course, had a fantastic education. He became a military leader in the land of Egypt for 40 years. Boy, I mean, everybody was talking about the name Moses, Moses, Moses. But then it tells us in Acts chapter 7 and verse 22 that Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. You talk about a popular young man, and now 40 years old. Mighty in words and deeds. I mean, I guess you could call him a statesman at that point. But notice, God's plan for him was to deliver the nation of Israel from the bondage of Egypt, but the time wasn't ready. But it says, verse 23 of Acts 7, and when he was full 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. He went out to see the slaves and how they were being treated in bondage. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. He killed the Egyptian. Now notice verse 25. Mark it down, Acts 7:25. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God, by his hand, would deliver them, but they understood not. That's one of the most significant verses, I think, in the Bible. So many times we suppose that other people will understand what we're doing and why we're doing it and how God has chosen us to do this, but the Bible says they understood him not. And it says a couple of verses later that the next day he saw two of his own people striving together and he tried to break them apart. And when he did that, they thrust him away. They rejected him. You see, God was trying to develop a spirit of patience in Moses' life. And it's interesting that we notice that all the way through Moses' life, he suffered with impatience. What was the thing that caused him not to be able to go into the promised land? His impatience with the nation of Israel. His impatience with their dependence upon God. You see, he sat on the shelf for the next 40 years because he experienced the death of a vision, because he thought that they would understand. My friend, patience is not just resigning and sitting on the shelf. It's not filling everybody's ears with your bitter words. It's pulling aside and saying, Lord, what's your plan for me? I had a plan, but that obviously is not your plan. Lord, I'm going to set my plan aside. I want to know your plan. And if it's waiting for years, then I'm good with that. Kind of reminds me when David wanted to build his God a beautiful temple. You remember that? And God said, no. The death of a vision. So what did David do? Did he go off and sulk? In 2 Samuel, the Bible tells us no. No. He decided that he'd do what God would allow him to do. And he began to collect all the necessary supplies for the temple's building needs. You see, this is the way God wants you to respond when God says no or wait. He wants you to say, okay, if that's not God's plan, then I will patiently wait. And secondly, I'll do what I can do. See, when I'm patiently waiting, I can be spending my time actively working on other projects that need to be done. If you have a goal in serving the Lord, maybe in church or in a certain ministry, but the doors haven't opened up, then do what you can. Serve where you can. We are told to patiently wait for the Lord's return, but we should be diligently seeking to witness daily to those who are not ready for His return. Remember the balance in Lamentations 3, 26 and 27? Notice the difference between waiting and working. It says in Lamentations 3, 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord, for the salvation of your body when the Lord comes back. Then it says in verse 27, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke of his youth, that he works. So you can see the balance of waiting and working. Hebrews 6:12 says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. That's Hebrews 6:12 and 15. Now, even after our work in an area is done, there's often patience required in waiting for the product to appear in the lives of other people. Years ago, I had the opportunity to be the president of the Georgia Association of Christian Schools. And at our annual convention, I continued to hear frustration from teachers over their high school students that didn't seem to be really excited about serving the Lord and going on with the Lord. And so I asked them a very important question. And the answer to that question, down through the weeks and years following that, proved to be something that helped them to develop patience for those students. Tune in next time. I'll share that question with you that helped them to develop patience in those where they've been investing their lives, but they didn't see the product yet. So join us next time. Until then, may God bless you in a fantastic way.